This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV at hour number three. This is hour number two, the 4 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock Central Time. We love our friends in the Midwest. The main title sponsor of the show, as well as the naming rights of the studio, it's the Fordham Resources Studio. And I am the capitalist evangelist, and I'm here to introduce you to a very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR, and you can find out more about them at their website, Fordham Resources, FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, main title sponsor of the show. Thank you, Fordham. I want to read you my commentary that's coming out this weekend in the Las Vegas Review Journal. On Thursday. 2 days from now in the Las Vegas Review Journal, as well as newspapers around the country syndicated by Creators Syndicate. And it's called Trump versus the Democrat Insanity Caucus. The Democratic Party is self-destructing at the same time that President Trump is enjoying record-high popularity. And I think I know why. Trump's chief economist, Kevin Hassett, pointed out days ago disposable income went up $2,300 per person in 2018. So in a family with both a working mom and dad, that's 2,300 times two. That's a $4,600 increase under each roof last year. $4,600 is real money. It's not tweets. It's not controversy. It's not collusion. It's real money in each American family's pocket to create a better life for you and your kids. Trump's chief economist also predicted 3% economic growth for the next 5 years under Donald Trump. Keep in mind that Obama's GDP was barely above 1%. That means Trump's economy is growing almost three times faster than Obama's. And that adds up to trillions of extra dollars in the economy floating around for each of us to grab our piece of the pie. How many millions of jobs will be created because business owners and consumers have more money in their pockets over the next few years with Trump as president? How many millions of employees will see bonuses and raises and new jobs? How many millions of Americans will see a higher quality of life? Now compare this positive Trump economic news at Insanity Caucus, starring Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They can't run an economy, but they're great at running their mouths. We'll start with the insane ravings of Ocasio-Cortez. Even Obama's former border chief, Obama's, now acknowledges we are experiencing, quote, the worst border crisis in America's history. According to Ocasio-Cortez, it's all because of climate change. She thinks millions of illegal immigrants are coming to America not because they're desperate to escape misery, poverty, and violent crime. It's because the weather's too hot. How pathetic is Ocasio-Cortez? Well, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat Speaker of the House, said of her this week, a glass of water with a D next to it could have been elected in her district. That's what Nancy Pelosi said about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It seems I'm not the only one who hates the woman. Omar was caught at a fundraiser, Ilhan Omar, for CARE a couple of weeks ago in Woodland Hills, California. And for all intents and purposes, CARE is an Islamic terrorist funding organization inside the United States. And she was caught on video. Quote, some people did something. Now think about those words for a moment. That's how a Democrat congresswoman describes the worst terror attack ever on U.S. soil, an attack carried out by Islamic extremists who hated America, Christians, and Jews. She calls that, some people did something. Now, let me clear it up again. It wasn't some people. It was Muslim terrorists representing radical Islam, and it wasn't something they did. To be specific, they murdered 2,977 Americans. And Omar followed this up with another hit. She had an interview where she complained that Americans say words like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah with anger and emphasis, bad intent, to try and make them sound bad, as if we have to make Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah sound bad. But we never use the same emphasis, she complained, on the words America or U.S. Army. In other words, Ilhan Omar thinks there's no difference between Islamic terrorist murderers and American patriots. It's now clear we've elected Hamas to the U.S. Congress. Omar is a traitor to America and every soldier who ever died to defend our wonderful freedoms. And it's important to note Omar's best friend forever, BFF, Ocasio-Cortez, calls critics of Omar racists. It's a clear choice. Either support businessman Trump and an extra $4,600 for your family each year, or the raging lunatics and traitors of the Democrat Insanity Caucus. My commentary coming out this Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, courtesy of Creator Syndicate, where I'm syndicated nationwide. Trump versus the Democrat Insanity Caucus. Some more big news out there. News just breaking. A woman is sought in Denver area schools. They're on lockdown following a serious threat. She's an 18-year-old woman. She remains at large, armed, and extremely dangerous. And so 22 schools in the Denver area are literally shut down. 22 schools, Colorado schools on lockout as authorities seek armed and extremely dangerous woman who made threats, and they evidently take it seriously. So she must be really nuts. I was talking here with Megan a few moments ago about William Weld, former Massachusetts governor, who's going to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. Trump has about a 90% approval rating among Republicans, the highest or in the range of the highest in the history of the United States of America. And now he's got to go up against William Weld, the big governor. The big governor, a big left-wing Massachusetts governor. He wouldn't get 1%. Some others currently considering running against Trump in the primary. John Kasich, who wouldn't get more than 2%. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, another one who wouldn't get more than 1%. I mean, it's just really hilarious, the egos these guys have. Do they realize that you can't beat Trump? That he's the most popular Republican president in history among Republicans? They realize that? I guess not. And then we have Bernie Sanders. He's a really funny one. Bernie Sanders had $1 million income, and he donated 1% to charity last year. He's the socialist from Vermont. When are people going to wake up and realize all the socialists running for president, from Bernie Sanders to Kamala Harris to Beto O'Rourke, they're all socialists. Kirsten Gillibrand, they're all socialists, nothing but socialists. Pete Butt-something, the gay mayor of South Bend. You could make this stuff up if you were a late-night comedian. He's gay, his name is Butt, and he's the mayor of South Bend. And it's so funny. If it was a conservative, and your name was Butt, and you were gay, Butt-something, and you were gay, and you're the mayor of South Bend, every comedian would be making fun of you, and they would consider it all in good fun, right? It's all in good fun. It's no big deal. But if you're gay and liberal, oh, my God, you're homophobic if you make a joke about someone who just happens to be gay, and their last name starts with Butt, and they're mayor of South Bend. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. In any case, he's another socialist raised by a Marxist professor father. And they're all getting rich. They're all getting book deals and speeches when this is over. And they're all going to make millions by convincing you they're a socialist. Don't you get the scam? It's all a scam. You get rich by preaching socialism to dumb Democrats who've been dumbed down by a socialist public school system and the socialist teachers union members who've taught them. They make the candidates rich off capitalism while they preach socialism. And the rest of you stay poor for the rest of your life. And he gives 1% to charity. Is that hilarious? That's hilarious. Almost every year of my whole life, I've given like 10%, 12%, 15%, 20% to charity. This guy gives 1%. He advocates free health care for everyone, which would be a wonderful idea if we could figure out how to spend $33 trillion to pay for the program. Wants free college for everyone. That's $50 billion a year. And he says anyone with a large salary, Bernie says, is a greedy money grubber. And his last run for presidency, he railed against the 1%. But he's a member of the 1%, which is anyone who makes more than $421,000 a year. And it turns out he doesn't like to give any money to charity. In 2016, Boyne hauled in $1,062,000, most of it from a book about his socialist plans for being president, and he donated just $10,600 to charity out of $1,062,000. That makes him a different kind of 1%, or he gave less than 1% of his million-dollar income to charity. In 2017, he made $1,131,000 and gave just $36,000 to charity. That's just 3%. And his worst year was 2012 when he donated 0.68% of his income. 0.68, meaning 0.68, less than 1%. His highest ever for charity was 2014. He gave slightly more than 4%. Wow, you're a big spender, Bernie. How does anyone in the world vote for that? I have no idea. And then the funniest news story of the day. Oh, we're going out. Okay. We're heading out for a break. And when we get back, I'm going to read you about Bill de Blasio now wants to sue because he doesn't want the illegals. We'll be right back. We're now. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show, we're having major audio trouble. I cannot hear anybody on the other end. My board op, Chris, is not there for all intents and purposes. So I'm doing the show the old-fashioned way on text. He's telling me when to go and when to end. So excuse me if our timing is just a little bit off, but something's gone wrong with the software at USA Radio, and I cannot hear anybody. In any case, Synagenics is the main title sponsor of this segment of the show, founded in 1997. Synagenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. And they've done it for me because you're listening on the radio, but you can watch me every single day on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And everybody who watches sends me emails and says, holy crap, you look great and you look so much younger than you did, back when this show started. You know, people who've watched it or go back in the archives and look back several months go, what a difference. Amazing. Trump makes America great again, and Synagenics makes Americans great again, one American at a time. They did it for me. They made me great again, and they can make you great again, too. So contact Synagenics at 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, phone call. And then once you get on the line, it's a free, no-obligation consultation. Doesn't cost you a dime to find out about Synagenics. So go check them out. Go find out what they can do for you and what it costs. And the worst that will happen is you'll hang up and say, I'm not interested. But you got it. You owe it to yourself to check it out. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Thank you, Synagenics, for sponsoring the show. So I told you I'd talk about Bill de Blasio. who is now threatening to sue Trump and the federal government if they send immigrants, illegal immigrants, to New York City's sanctuary cities. Does that make any sense? De Blasio said it's illegal. It's just plain illegal. We'll meet him in court. We'll beat him in court, he told the New York Post. I mean, it's hilarious. President Trump tweeted, those illegal immigrants who can no longer be held, and Congress has got to fix the laws and the loopholes, will be subject to Homeland Security given to sanctuary cities and states. He said he was giving strong consideration to the idea. Due to the fact Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong consideration to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. So-called sanctuary cities are cities where local governments, local authorities, do not report the immigration status of residents to federal authorities. And last week, the Washington Post reported White House proposed transporting and releasing detained immigrants to sanctuary cities such as San Francisco and such as de Blasio's New York. Why not? And by the way, that was my idea. It was my idea to do it. And by the way, you know what Obama did? Obama bussed about 100,000 Somalis to one place so he could get elected one Somali congressperson. And that's Ilhan Omar. What do you mean you can't send them to one city? Everything they ever say that Trump can't do has been done by Obama and nobody cared. Obama separated women from children at the border. Obama bussed Somalis who were in the United States as immigrants to one place. He didn't spread them out all over the country. He bussed them to one place. My understanding is he actually bussed them to two places. He bussed Somalis to Minneapolis, Minnesota to elect one representative, and he bussed many Muslim immigrants to Detroit to elect Rashida Tlaib. That's how they got elected. Giant communities filled with illegals and legal immigrants all in one place, sent there by Obama to create more power so one person could get elected. And these Democrats are unbelievable. And every time you try to do the same thing, if you're Donald Trump, they say you can't do it. Here's a good example of the craziness of the Democrat Insanity Caucus. Eric Newcomb Swalwell wants to take your guns and jail anyone who resists. He decided to run for president on an anti-Second Amendment platform. So there's another Democrat running for president. He's a Democrat from California. And has reiterated his desire to imprison Americans who won't hand over banned weapons. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper on Sunday, Swalwell, who last year joked about nuking gun owners who refuse to give up their firearms, that's funny, discussed his longstanding proposal to ban so-called assault weapons. We should ban possession of military-style semi-automatic assault weapons. We should buy back such weapons from all who choose to abide by the law. And we should criminally prosecute anyone who chooses to defy it by keeping their weapons. Criminal prosecution for keeping assault weapons. They're not even assault weapons. They're semi-assault weapons. What's the punishment for people who don't hand in their guns? They go to jail. Interesting. Doesn't believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. Just another Democratic member of the Insanity Coalition, the Insanity Caucus. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We shall return.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation on a visit to Europe. While in Ireland, the California Democrat commented on the fire at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral.
What a tragedy, and just such an historic place. Of course, a place of religion, a place of culture, a place of history. I remember going there with my family when I was a girl and taking my own children there, my grandchildren going, and just a sort of a central place of faith.
On the topic of the 2020 election, Pelosi said everything is at stake. President Trump talked about his tax cuts while in Minnesota yesterday.
Thanks to our tremendous tax cuts, the biggest, Minnesota families are saving more than $5 billion on their 2018 tax bills. $5 billion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. As well as Newsmax TV coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We're supposed to have a guest in this segment, but there's no chance to have a guest because I have no sound in my ear. Cannot hear anybody at USA Base. They're doing this the old-fashioned way, or maybe it's the new-fashioned way. We're doing the entire show instead of with a board up in my ear. We're doing it on text, and he's letting me know when we come in and when we go out. In between, I just got to talk. There's not much else choice right now until we get this fixed, and I don't think that's going to happen by tonight in the middle of the show. So most probably I'm stuck doing this for the next hour and a half, including on Newsmax TV, which is not an easy thing to do. You have no idea. You've tried it, trying to do a show with nothing in your ears, no callers, and no guests. But in any case, there is no sound coming from USA Radio. They can only tell me on text that we're going out for the segment. So let me just tell you about the biggest news stories in America that I've chosen. I always choose different stories than you'll find on the evening news or even on Fox News. You hopefully heard my commentary at the start of hour number two about the Democrat Insanity Caucus. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that I don't make these things up. Here's Pelosi hitting Ocasio-Cortez, and she says a glass of water with a D next to it could win in Ocasio-Cortez's district. Nancy Pelosi is obviously as sick of Ocasio-Cortez as I am. She's the big new media darling of the year, but Democrats can't stand her. This is a future column I'll be writing. The reason the Democratic Party can't stand Ocasio-Cortez is very simple. They think exactly like her, but they never let you know. Obama's the same as Ocasio-Cortez. Obama's the same as Ilhan Omar. Obama's the same as Rashida Tlaib. He's the same as all of them. Nancy Pelosi's the same as all of them. Chuck Schumer's the same as all of them. But they never wanted to let you know that they're the same. So they hid it. I called Obama a stealth communist, the greatest stealth communist of all kind. These people don't hide it. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez don't hide a thing. They lay it all out. At least they're honest. They tell you they're communists, socialists, Marxists, Israel haters, Jew haters, America haters, capitalism haters. Democrats have always believed in these things, but they never said it out loud. Democrats have always believed in open borders, but they never said it out loud. So Pelosi hates her because she's bringing them down. It's very obvious that Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are getting on Pelosi's nerves. Pelosi gave a speech Monday at the London School of Economics in which she said the Democratic Party has got to avoid the menace of far-left policies that are often advocated by young and rising political stars like free health care, free college tuition and higher minimum wage. She said the Democratic Socialist is pushing the Green Deal, Green New Deal environmental plan with a $93 trillion price tag, and others like her represent only a tiny fraction in the margins of American politics. The speaker said one of the keys to the Democrats taking control of the House was that the party kept the center. When we won this election, it wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's, and she's a wonderful member of Congress. I think all of our colleagues will attest, she said, of the two liberal districts, hers in San Francisco and Cortez's in New York City, but those are districts that are solidly Democrat. Then she reached over a small table, held aloft a glass of water, and said, this glass of water would win with a D next to it, next to its name in those districts. So she's trying to tell you, and she's lying through her teeth when she says she likes Alexandria Cortez. She hates her. She's trying to tell you that, and she's right. The Democrats' formula was to lie and lie and lie in 2018, and then to get Google and Facebook and Twitter to twist and pull and push and lie and manipulate all of America to vote Democrat. And they got the people out to vote Democrat. That was their formula in 2018, but it worked. But it's not going to work in 2020 because it's so clear now that they're in the leadership and the media is covering their rising stars, you know, the three stooges, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. Call them the three Democratic stooges of the Insanity Caucus. And the media is covering them. And it's good, of course, it's good ratings for the media because they say the most outrageous, ridiculous things. They're actually the Democratic version of Donald Trump, right? The very things Democrats freaked about. You can't say things like that. Oh, my God, what is Trump tweeting? Oh, my God. They say all those things every day, except on the liberal side. And it works. It's great for ratings. And the Democrats' ratings are up on TV and radio, but they're not going to get any votes because the things they say sound insane. And the people they're fighting for are insane. Honduran national charged with raping and murdering New Jersey jogger was deported twice. Jorge Rios, 33, deported in 2003 and then again in 2004. But yet he was back in the country, and a surveillance video showed him stalking his victim, 45-year-old Caroline Kino, then beating her, raping her, and brutally drowning her in a park lake when she was out for a morning run in Jersey City's Lincoln Park on March 24th. Immediately after the crime, he walked to a friend's house, asked how many years he could get for murdering someone. A criminal complaint against Rios said that Kino, who is a Peruvian, died as a result of homicidal violence, including strangulation and water submersion. Rios confessed during questioning. They watched the suspect's actions on surveillance video. The male observes the victim proceeds to walk behind her. Upon approaching the football parking lot, the victim is seen running with the male running behind her. Male continues south, stopping, turning to look behind him towards the victim, running in the same direction as the victim. Blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. ICE put a detainer on Rios for deportation once again, but not until he serves a sentence for murder if convicted. So that, you know, look, we don't send him out of the country, right? We want to spend $1 million housing him in prison. Isn't that wonderful? We could spend taxpayer money for the next 30 years housing him in prison, and then he'll get out because, of course, you know, liberals and liberal judges, liberal juries, they always want everybody to get out. He ended this girl's life forever. Forever. No one even understands how final death is, the finality of murder. You can never breathe another second of air. You can never see your parents again. You can never see your kids again. You never get to have sex again. You never get to have fun again. You never take a vacation again. You're just dead forever. Somebody ends your life. Man, is that serious? They should never get out of prison again. I believe in the death penalty. They should die. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Whatever it is they did to you. You know, take that guy in Minneapolis, the Mall of America. He dropped an innocent 5-year-old boy off the third floor onto the ground below. If that kid lives, I doubt he's going to live. But if he lives, everything in his body's broken forever. And he's probably mentally scrambled for the rest of his life. That poor, poor, poor baby. So I just think his sentence should be, I would like to, Wayne Root wants to drop him off the third story of the Mall of America in Minneapolis onto the ground 3 stories below, just like the kid. That's called an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. God called for that. That's what should happen to this guy. And this guy Rios, he should get raped a few thousand times, and then we drop him off wherever he came from, whatever country he came from. His body, because of course you give him the death penalty. I just don't get it, how anyone doesn't think that way. I don't know. I just don't know. But you liberals are so mentally ill. Like, here's a good example showing you how mentally ill liberals are. Laguna Beach, California liberals are triggered by an American flag on police cars. So I don't even need to tell you the story, right? You can figure out what's going on here, right? Progressives living in the Southern California enclave Laguna Beach have become triggered by a decision to paint the city's police cars with the American flag running through the lettering on the doors. I'll explain it to you. You got a police car. It says the word, it's black. It's got white on the doors. And it says the word police across the doors. And the P-O-L-I-E, P-L... easy for me to say, right? P-O-L-I-C-E, police, the word police. Each one of the letters is in red, white, and blue. It looks like the American flag, the word police. The design was approved in February, but many artists in the community deemed it unfit for this community. The ensuing debate has pitted flag supporters against flag opponents. Should make for an interesting city council meeting. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Dictero said Monday the council is simply facing a very narrow decision about the brightness of the colors, but that the issue has devolved into a broader national conversation about patriotism. He's received hundreds of emails from people around the country in support of the flag designs on the car. Clearly, the way it looks on the car is not what anyone expected to look like. I think it's reasonable. We're going to look at it again. Despite hundreds of emails supporting design, he says he's received a dozen emails from concerned residents after design was approved. Some of the words people used, they felt it was threatening, intimidating, harassing, and a symbol of racism. So wait a minute. Do you think the American flag needs to be ixnayed? No more American flag? Because the American flag is threatening, intimidating, harassing, and a symbol of racism. These are liberals. Local artist Carrie Woodburn, whose parents served in the military, said at a recent council meeting, the design on the squad cars is aggressive. By Monday morning, she received over 150 messages by phone, text, voicemail, and email who disagreed. She perceived some of those messages as threats. California Attorney Jennifer Welsh Zeitler says she finds the flag design exceptional and questions the loyalty of anyone who objects to it. They are so filled with hatred towards this office of the President of the United States and the current occupant of that office, said Zeitler. They cannot see through their current biases to realize that a police vehicle with the American flag is the ultimate American expression. People are screaming that an American flag on a police car is somehow or another hurting people's feelings who might be immigrants or visitors, said Councilman Peter Blake. People are actually ridiculous enough to bring up comments about our cop cars having American flags on them. Laguna Beach Republican President Emila Monda said he thought the whole debate over the flag is bizarre. It's the flag of the United States. It's not a Republican flag. It's our flag, and we can't lose that. Laguna Beach cops, meanwhile, say people love the new design. Every time I come to a stop sign, every time I come to a red light, someone is telling me the car looks great. Every one of our members that drives the car loves it. We look forward to keeping them the way they are. So it's the usual. You know, I believe most Americans are patriots. Most Americans love this country. But it's always a few that ruin it for everyone. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We get back. More of the biggest news of the day. See you soon. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're now on the USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. I'm flying blind here. We're trying to do the whole show on text because I have no board op in my ear. We've lost audio with Dallas, which is where USA Radio is located. I'm going to have to do the entire hour of my TV show with just, you know, basically hand signals inside my audio on text. Can't hear a thing. Nobody's telling me when to go in. No one's telling me when to go out. I only have to get it on my actual text, but it is what it is. So I can't talk to any of you. I guess we're not going to be able to take calls unless something changes in the next 8 minutes. I won't be able to take calls. But My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's kind of funny. I can't hear, but at least I can talk because of My Doctor Suggest. I can't hear a damn thing. Back in Dallas studio, something went wrong. Some cord is out, but something's not. Some voice audio is not coming down the line, but I can talk. Can't hear, but I can sure talk. Thanks to My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver Lozengers. I used to have a problem with a hoarse voice, but because of My Doctor Suggests, that's a thing of the past. My voice is now a workhorse. I pop these lozengers all day long and all show long. Silver has been historically used to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the causes of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. And now a more advanced silver formula is available. They just sent it to me. They sent me the liquid, the gel, the lozenge, and the mouthwash. And you can get them all in one package and get 20% off because War sent you. So go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or call 866-660-9868. That's toll-free number, 866-660-9868. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. USA Radio is the promo code to save 20% off. Stuff's amazing. It's a miracle worker. Take my word for it. So here's the thing. The border is such a dangerous, deadly place. I told you yesterday that even Obama's former border chief said it's the worst border crisis in the history of America. I told you yesterday that they are admitting, border officials are admitting that there are 10,000 people in the United States from nations deemed dangerous. They could be sleeper cells. They could be looking to kill us at any time from places like Iran and Syria. And now today word comes that African migrants at the Texas border are being monitored for Ebola. A Laredo, Texas public health official said that 20 migrants from the Democratic Republic of the Congo were monitored for Ebola and other diseases. We have 8 Congolese right now in one of our shelters and a dozen in Nuevo Laredo. For them, my concern was Ebola, but we're on alert to check that. I mean, one mistake and this country becomes a nightmare, folks. A nightmare. The current Ebola outbreak in the Republic of Congo is the second deadliest in history, with 772 dead out of 1,220 confirmed cases. Basically, everybody dies. Of the latest fatalities, 24 died in their communities, 18 died at Ebola treatment centers. In any case, it's very, very, very scary what could be coming through that border. You know, you're worried about the flu? You better be worried about TB. You better be worried about measles. You better be worried about Ebola. And then more proof that the Democratic Party has completely lost its way. New York Democrats kill a bill for tuition for Gold Star families at the same time that amnesty advocates help illegal immigrants get college scholarships. So you explain to me what kind of country that we live in where they kill the bill for tuition for Gold Star families, but they want illegals to get college scholarships. Democrats in New York killed a proposal for tuition assistance for children of veterans killed in battle and instead improved the bill to give illegals free tuition. The New York Republican Party slammed the Democrats on Twitter, saying Democrats just rejected tuition assistance for Gold Star families but approved it for illegal immigrants. Would these Democrats dare to look in the eyes of the children of fallen servicemen and women and say they matter less than those here illegally? Is that amazing? Empire State Democrats quashed a bill on Tuesday that would have provided free tuition for Gold Star families that lost a child killed in the line of duty. The Assembly's Higher Education Committee voted 15-11 to hold a bipartisan bill, effectively ending its chance of making it to the floor of the session. It comes a week after the same legislature passed a $175 billion state budget that contained $27 million to give free tuition to illegal aliens. How disgraceful is that? How do you ever look anyone in the eyes and say you voted for and against those two bills? Explain that to me. Here's another article. A growing movement of progressives is helping illegal immigrants get to college and white-collar jobs, giving them an advantage over many young Americans who are struggling to get into good colleges and to pay their college tuition and repay their student debt. So you want my kids to have debt hanging over their heads for the rest of their lives, but you want illegal aliens to have none. Can anyone explain this to me? Does any of this make sense to you? Because it doesn't make any sense to me, except that Democrats are absolute criminals and traitors to the United States of America. Just as I said in my commentary about Ilhan Omar, traitors. They hate you for being an American citizen. And they love you for being a legal alien, because they want to fill this nation with illegal aliens. You just can't believe this is real. And this is going on in my country. That Democrats would openly believe in things like this, but they do. They do. All right, it's time for Newsmax TV. We're going to do it with no audio in my ear. And we're going to have to get through an hour with no calls and no audio, but that's what we'll do. Ready for you right now on national TV. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Newsmax TV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ooh.